Quarter to six, 32 degrees. Good morning. Welcome to Monday, December 12th. We're counting down toward Christmas. Day after the Zach Williams, Ben Fuller concert at the Pablo Center. Best 5 minutes of the day. Dr. Jason Kahn's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Real weird. I usually call you on, we have two phones in the studio here. I usually call you on phone one. Called the first time and I got a recorded message from the operator about how the call wouldn't go through. And I thought, well, I must have forgot the nine. So I made sure to use the nine. I got to do nine, the one, the whole deal. Got the same message. So I'm like, let me try the other phone. And it worked. So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, this was the first time it rang. So I don't know what the story was.
Yeah. I'm going to just say it's on this end, but I have to figure out what's up with that phone. All right. Good morning. I haven't seen you since breakfast on Saturday, which was nice.
Very good. It was very good to have breakfast with you and Ed on Saturday. Just good conversation and friendship. And yeah, it was good. Ed brought us some cake, which didn't hurt either.
That maybe should be the question of the morning. I don't know. I mean, this is the Christmas cookie time of the year, but let's just go ahead and ask it. I know. What's your favorite kind of cake?
That would be very close. German chocolate cake would be close to the top for me. I would, you know, if I couldn't pick, I have a cousin, Connie, who makes cakes. And so Connie cake is definitely my favorite. But in terms of a more general idea, German chocolate cake would probably be it for me.
Yeah, and we came across it because every time I order Raisin Toast, which I had Raisin Toast and coffee because there was a men's breakfast at my church on Saturday, so when I scooted over to that. But, you know, I feel like there's a bit of a conflict there, but then you talked about your love for coconut, and I'm like, and I share that with you. And that's a little bit of coconut with the German chocolate cake, right?
Yeah, and would you say the same? I mean, or do you have a different cake that you like best?
You know, that's funny. As a kid, I know it was angel food, but, you know, I think as I've gotten older, not necessarily, you know, angel food was just kind of cool, the sponginess and everything. But, no, that's German chocolate, it was pretty persuasive. What Judy Ramsey did there, I'm pretty persuaded.
Yeah, it was really good. I think I should let her know when my birthday is coming up next.
Right. Oh, well, we missed you at the Zach Williams concert last night, and he did sing Heart of God, so that was outstanding.
Yeah. I know you were looking forward to that.
Good. It was good. We actually, first time ever at a Christian concert, we took communion together.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
You know, and it's more doable than ever with these little plastic deals where you got the wafer and the juice all incorporated there, so.
Man, I love it.
And I'm going to tell you his story real quick here. And we're going to get to John chapter 1. But basically, he was in a group. I looked it up, like Zach Williams and the Reformation. I don't know that a Christian group. Like 2006 to 2010, he grew up. His dad was a worship leader. He wanted to play basketball, got injured. That didn't work out. He got into music. But then he was going on a tour to Europe, and his wife, a baby was coming. Didn't know. His wife's like, this isn't working out, Zach. And he's driving on an 8-hour bus trip in Spain, and was reading or something, sets down the book. The German bus driver turns the radio. Big Daddy Weaves' Redeemed comes on, and Zach Williams is blown away by the song.
Yeah.
And that's the story. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
I know.
Very cool.
But one of the things, just, and we'll leave it here, but I mean, just the idea of that story, and then even as he introed Heart of God, which talked about the heart of God is only love, and he just talks about this, he kind of missed that in his church upbringing. And I hear other people, Rich Mullins says he always went to church and he missed that till like hearing Brennan Manning. And so, I don't know, that kind of stands out to me, you know?
Absolutely. That's what people need to be hearing about, and I hope that, you know, we can help people hear that message as well.
Absolutely. Got an email from a text message from a listener on Friday, Todd in Rice Lake. I want to share with you maybe tomorrow. That seems to say we're getting that across. All right, we got John chapter 1. I don't know. Boy, we got a lot to pack here. How do we do all that?
Verses 2 to 5.
Go for it. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, we'll take it. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The word God, the word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it.
All right, that didn't take long. Here we go, John 1, 2 through 5, from Letters to the Beloved, Jason's devotional commentary, Order It for Christmas. At the creation of the universe, Jesus was with me. Every good and lovely thing that you see is an extension of our love. There is nothing that exists apart from his divine permission and action. He created all things, calling the cosmos into existence out of nothing. He is the possessor and giver of life and the spring from which all life flows. He is the light that illuminates everything true, good, and beautiful. The light that possesses you is his light by the Spirit. His pure light bursts forth through the darkness, driving evil out of even the blackest corners. Well said. Final thoughts.
Yeah, you know, I think the I used the word light several times in that section. And, you know, that's such a common theme in John, is the light overcoming the darkness. And I really wanted to drive that home. Mm-hmm. And again, I think even in this Advent season, you know, as we think of Christ coming, you know, the baby being born, and filling the world with his light.
Amen.
Just to be reminded of that.
So good. Reminds me, maybe John 3 will be done next after John 1. Thanks so much, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Amen. Still to come before 7, Chainbreaker, the song that Zach Williams led his encore with last night at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. He was in concert with Ben Fuller. Ben's favorite Christmas song, Carol of the Bells, and he did a great rendition of that. But we're trying something different with Drew Frelick. He's on the line with us this morning from Detroit. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark? How are you?
I'm all right. So you got your we're kind of colliding with you taking your son to school at 6:45 our time. So we're trying this 10 minutes earlier, right?
Right. Yeah. We're really letting the listeners behind the curtain.
Oh, that's what we do. That's what we do here.
Love it.
It's called vulnerability, authenticity, transparency. So, you are getting special gifts for phone solicitors? Is that what the deal is?
Oh, yeah. So, anyways, I'm sure people will relate to this a bit. You know, I am just getting constant telemarketers calling me.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, you know, about a year ago, it wasn't as bad. But I was, I was fairly nice to them. You know, I'm a nice person. I'd hear them out, and then I'd kind of politely tell them, no, I'm not interested. You know, have a great week or whatever. And, you know, telemarketers, you got to be a little rough with them. Otherwise, they think there's still a chance, you know?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
You got to just hang up immediately. So basically, I don't know what's happened, but rumors gotten around the call center that, hey, there's this guy in Michigan who's real nice, and if you're slumping in your sales calls, you can... You can call him. He'll, you know, I think they're just like making stuff up at this point. Like basically, like, you know, he'll give you constructive feedback on your pitch. He'll pray for your sick grandpa. He'll send you a ham for the holiday. I mean, it's really getting ridiculous. So I'm getting telemarketing calls now, pretty much like 10 times a day. I'm on basically every list, and I even get the telemarketing calls now in Spanish.
Wow.
and I get texts. I get I've gotten a few in Chinese. I mean, it's really like barnacles on a boat, you know? They just keep multiplying.
They hear that you're bilingual, so okay.
So what I've been doing to get rid of them now, you know, as I try to scale back is I'll just engage them in these like long, endless conversations.
Uh-huh.
And that's really helped me get off a lot of these lists, because they know now, like, if you call this guy, he's going to just talk to you for, like, 18 minutes.
Right.
It'll never
go
anywhere. He's going to tie you down. You're going to spend half your day talking to this guy in Michigan. He's very rude. You know, the telemarketer community is now turned on.
Yeah.
Now I'm, like, you know, I'm blackballed by that.
Right.
So, you know, that's where I'm at. I've got this one game where it's called, I have this game I play with telemarketers called And I try to keep them on the line as long as I can using only the word So they'll go, how are you today, sir? I'll go, They'll go, you know, blah, blah, blah. Is that something you'd be interested in? And I go, And then, like, you know, there's the question, like, Like all the tonal varieties. So okay. That's my...
I'll have to try
that's
that.
That's my new thing.
I see. What comes up for me is spam. And so, I mean, I've get these alerts on my cell phone, try to get rid of it. All right, hey, we've got PCD John in Ladysmith. He's got a joke he wants you to evaluate and see if you want to work this into your routine for Christmas. So here we go.
Where did Santa get his suit? From inside the chimney.
Okay. He got his suit inside the chimney. There you go. All right. Thank you, Drew. DrewFralick.com, WWIB. At his new time here on the Wib Wake Up Show. We're hearing from Cliff this morning. He says, can you drop an egg on concrete without cracking it? Of course. Concrete is pretty difficult to break. Ha ha. There you go, Cliff. Thank you for that. And also on 396-1670, Sherry says, good morning, WWIB. Today, my mom is celebrating her 85th heavenly birthday. Could you play Go Tell It on the Mountain by Zach Williams? We will look for that for sure. So we will get that in line here before 7. Give it our best effort on WWIB. In the meantime, the funniest guy alive is Tim Hawkins to me. And a little bit of Christmas humor from Tim on a Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB.
But Christmas is kind of bittersweet for me because when I was a kid, my first time performing, I was 6 years old. And I was performing in our Christmas pageant at church. And I had one line in one song. It was the song, Do You Hear What I Hear? And I messed it up. I sang, a child, sleeping in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. That's not the way that song goes, ladies and gentlemen. People get mad when you sing about baby Jesus with a tail. But think about that song, Do You Hear What I Hear? It's psycho. Who wrote that?
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy.
I think the shepherd boy's been in the field a little too long, don't you? Talking to the sheep. Really? Oh, we got to tell the mighty king. It's worse, they go to the mighty king.
a child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold.
How about a blanket? How about some soup? Child shivered in the cold.
Throw some gold on him, he'll be fine.
The Wib Wake Up Show on WWIB and weekend recap on this Make Us Laugh Monday. For me, high school basketball play-by-play on our sister station, FM 103.1 and WOGO.com, Friday night and Saturday, late Saturday night, like a 9:15 tip-off, the ninth game at UW Stout for that classic going on over there. And tell you what, Chihai boys winning Friday night convincingly over Eau Claire North and McDonald on Saturday night with the victory over Colfax. Caleb, excellent basketball for the boys in the city of Chippewa Falls this year. Wow.
And I was going to say, too, I mean, again, you and I are kind of sports junkies, uh-huh. too. So, I mean, those are some late nights back-to-back. But there's a lot of fun that comes uh-huh. from seeing really good basketball played.
Yeah, for sure. Meanwhile, a wonderful visit from my mom and stepdad up from Tosa. So that was great to hang with them some on Saturday and again on Sunday. Also, some cake started the day unintentionally on Saturday as our friend Ed Ramsey, his wife Judy, bringing German chocolate cake to the restaurant we meet. And how could you say no?
Never a bad time to start a day with cake.
It sparked the question, what is your favorite cake? And I was like, German chocolate's pretty good. But then Mike in Lacrosse chimes in with carrot cake, reminding me that that has been my favorite. So my favorite cake is the one in front of me. And finally, Zach Williams and Ben Fuller. Great concert at the Pablo Center last night. Great to see so many Wib listeners. And very, very inspired. So it was great.
Well, cake was part of my weekend as well, too. So at this point, it's just kind of if you know, you know. So we kept things close to home, waiting for the weekend. So you all know what's up. If you don't, we'll catch up later. But anyway, so still waiting, and no news yet. But what was nice about that, kind of the unexpected blessing maybe, is that we got to celebrate our two girls' birthdays. And so Lily's celebrating her golden birthday today. Happy birthday, honey, even though I know you're not up yet. So she's 12 today, but we're not going to be able to have her at our home today. And so Nora turned 5 on Saturday. So we ended up kind of tag teaming the birthday. So we celebrated Nora's first and then Lily's in the evening. So that included a great meal for lunch, Frozen themed. And we got Culver's. That's what Nora wanted. And then Lily wanted Chippewa Family Restaurant. Never had a bad meal there ever. Just phenomenal. So we had that. But Nora had a chocolate cake with very, very purple frosting. Mm. And the mistake we made, Hal, was after we had cake and ice cream with Nora, we thought we could do it again. We went out to get supper. We went out to see the lights at Irvine.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow we thought that Lily had this old-fashioned cherry cake. It was incredible. But somehow we thought that even our children who have big sweet tooths, we really thought that somehow we could have cake twice in the same day. And nope, we ended up pushing off the cake. We did the presents, but pushed off the cake till Sunday afternoon because nobody could have any more. But I think we relished it more the next day.
I read your great post about Nora and time for the gift opening. And so she's in charge.
So. Yeah. Yep. Very, very much so, too. So just praying that God would use that for his glory.
He will.
Stop trying to amuse yourself and start thinking about what makes actual human beings laugh.
All right, we've thought about it, and we've got 6 different jokes or observations to share with you on a Make Us Laugh Monday here on WWIB. Let's go. You know, Caleb, the other day, my wife accused me of being too immature, and I was like, no girls allowed in my fort.
Well, it's funny because I have an observation from living life with my wife as well. Huh. My wife complained the other day that I never buy her flowers, and I said, honey, I didn't even know you sold flowers.
Oh, okay. Man. Very good. All right. One day, you'll find someone that's obsessed with you. It's probably going to be a dog, but it is what it is.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? You probably didn't know that I had a medical procedure over the weekend. And before surgery, I asked the doctor if I could administer my own anesthetic. And he said, go ahead, knock yourself out.
Oh, man. There you go.
Sometimes I don't pre-read these before I read them. That was good.
There you go. One last one for me this morning on a Make Us Laugh Monday. Did you hear the rumor going around about butter?
No.
Never mind. I shouldn't spread it.
And finally, one more from me on this Make Us Laugh Monday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. You know what? It's getting to that point. I've got a 12-year-old today now, and my kids think I communicate using outdated technology, but they're just ignoring the facts.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, we did what we could. Make Us Laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show.
Well, here we are on the second Monday of December. It's Monday, December 12th, and it is the biggest breakup day of the year, Caleb.
Ouch.
Yeah, it turns out that this is the date that couples are most likely to break up. And digital statisticians looked at data from social media, analyzing thousands of messages looking for signs of a breakup.
And wait, are they like surfing people's personal stuff?
Well, I think that happens in this country. Yeah. You might want to use a different search engine. But anyhow, from their investigations, they deduced that the peak breakup periods around the holidays fall 2 weeks before Christmas Day. Now, this is where it gets interesting. The reasons for the breakups vary, right? For some, the idea of spending the festive period with someone that they're having doubts about brings a wave of dread. For new couples, many decide that they don't want to bring their new date home to meet the parents, or they don't want to meet yours.
I think there's movies about that. I don't know that I've watched them, but I feel like they were around Christmas, probably. Mm-hmm. So.
And for the thrifty, some realize that their new partner isn't worth spending on. And I think that's probably true.
That might be the biggest one.
Right. You're talking about, how am I going to spend, big amounts? I mean, am I that invested?
Yeah. And I don't mean to laugh at anyone's pain, but the idea that someone's like, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't really want to buy them a Christmas gift, so we're just going to break this off. Maybe that shows how shallow the relationship was to
begin
with.
You're kind of measuring it. And I think I didn't get married until I was 34, so I certainly was on both ends of breaking up and being broken up with. And it's not fun either way. I mean, it's painful certainly to be the one who's broken up with, but on the other hand, it's no picnic to be the one who says, you just come up with a way to gently end it too, right?
I guess today's the day.
Yeah. Brace yourself.
Just kind of wincing. And again, we say here at WWIV, we are family. And a lot of times, that's a lot of joy and fun. Make us laugh Monday here in jokes from so many of our Web family, Havel. But also, we're here to carry each other's burdens. And we heard from our friend Jen from Menominee. Again, we were privileged to meet her back at Hope at the River, her and her father, Jerry. And she let us know this morning that Jerry passed away on Friday. Again, he'd been battling for a long time, and he went home to be with Jesus on Friday. And so Jen wanted to let us know to thank so many who've prayed for her and Jerry, encourage them, and also to let people know that services will be this Thursday at Olson Funeral Home from 3 to 5:30 is the viewing, the service at 5:30. So again, keep Jen in your prayers and pray for gospel hope coming out of the viewing and the service this Thursday at Olson Funeral Home. And Jen said, could I request a song, not a Christmas song, but a song that very fitting. This is one that our dear Steve Snyder loved as well. Strolling on the Water, WWIB, we are family.
Open up my eyes, I pray, Lord, for just a little glimpse of you. That's all I need, it's all I've ever needed. See beyond myself, beyond this tiny little world. All your hands have made with beauty and strength alone, and I can see you coming to me now. Oh, like a shimmering light, shimmering light on an open sea. Barefoot on the water, laughing at the ocean like you were old friends. Calling out my name, saying, join.
you.
I'll say, wow.
There's some really cool things out
these
in space.
Are the voyages of the Starship.
Yeah, I was telling you off air. You think the oceans are deep. Wow, space. NASA is making startling new discoveries about the place they've dubbed. This is NASA. They've dubbed it the Hell Planet. Why?
So I'm guessing there's not a lot of ice there.
It's pretty warm.
Scientists revealed that the planet, formerly named Janssen, I'm guessing it's the Swedish dude who discovered it or something.
It's like
anyway,
we had the prize box was called Larson.
It's so hot that it has an ocean of molten lava with a surface temperature of nearly 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit. To all my Star Wars friends and fans out there, it's not Janssen, it's not the Hell Planet, it's Mustafar, and that's where Obi-Wan Kenobi famously fought Anakin. Everybody knew about this already.
This gets me. Janssen orbits so close to its host star Copernicus, get this now, that an entire year there only lasts about 17 and a half hours on Earth.
Wow. It's roughly 8 times the size of Earth and twice as wide. Also, again, because they have an ocean made of lava, you probably don't want to sunbathe there.
It's located 40 light years away, which I cannot comprehend that. That means really far.
That's really far. That's really far. And yet somehow they see it. And again, just how vast,
yeah,
how vast creation is. And again, you bring that all back here to Christmas time, Havel, and you think the God of all creation, the creator of the wonders of the universe like this, 40 light years away, just one speck of all that he's created. And yet, I was just reading in Psalm 8, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him, and yet God cared enough to become man, to become one of us.
Hmm.
Amazing.
Wow. It is.
Amazing hope.